Welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ, to our virtual service today. Vale, Jenny Fowler. Before we begin, I'd like to take a few moments to remember our sister Jenny Fowler, who passed away on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. Miss Jenny, as she was always known to me, has had a long period of illness and has been wheelchair-bound as long as I can remember. Today, Miss Jenny is free of her earthly shackles, her pain and suffering, and resides in a place of peace and beauty with her dear Lord and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure you join with me in remembering a lovely, godly woman, and on your behalf, I extend our deepest sympathy and love to her family and friends. Well, it's about week 8 of our isolation, and the news on the COVID-19 front seems to be as confused as ever. If you are like me, you'll be erring on the side of caution and not getting too excited about rushing off to participate in groups of 20, no matter what the boffins tell us. We are, for the moment, still committed to conducting virtual services, and yet I'm reminded that our Lord Jesus said, "Where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." One of the things that the current circumstances have reinforced for me is the value of intimacy in worship and the opportunity to draw close to God in a very special way. So as we meet virtually as a group, we also meet as individuals, one-to-one with our mighty God. So let's enjoy this time and draw close to the omnipotent Creator of the universe and his precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and bring him the praise, honour and honesty that is his due. To begin, I'd like you to join me in a time of prayer as we prepare to meet our God and King face to face, in openness and honesty and love for all that he is. Let us pray. Almighty God and King, we come before your throne of grace humbly and with reverence, recognizing you as Almighty God, King of the heavens, Creator of all that we can see and that which we cannot, omnipotent ruler and Lord of all created things. We confess our sins to you, all of them, those we know and those we do not, and seek your forgiveness. Bless us, we pray, as we meet you this day, and please lead our thoughts to you and help us to put aside all earthly distractions. We ask you to help us feel your presence and to banish all sin from our hearts and minds, so that we may experience you with hearts as clean and as pure as your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it in his precious name. Amen. Now let's continue our worship with a great old song, which will help us focus our attention on the King of Heaven's armies. Just press the audio, click on the link below, and then sing along or read the words to "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven." Return to the audio when you've finished singing. Brothers and sisters, as we go forward in our journey to uncertainty, an uncertainty that includes the fallout from the deadly COVID-19 virus and the uncertainty of a world riven by ill will and selfishness, we can take comfort from the fact that above all, God is in control. No matter who governs or rules over us, we can be certain that they occupy those positions of power with God's consent. That consent is not an indication of God's approval of them or their actions, but rather the fact that they will do God's will, whether they know it or not. Our mighty God can and will use people for his glorious purpose, and that purpose will be the best for those who love him and his Son. So I urge you to face the future with quiet confidence. Don't worry about tomorrow, no matter what befalls you, because you are in his hands, the safest hands in our world. So let us joyfully sing the following two songs, Mighty to Save and Worthy is the Lamb. Just remember to pause the audio, click on the links below, then sing along or read the words. When you've completed singing your praises, then close the window and continue to the next link. At the end of the second song, restart the audio or continue reading. If you don't have an internet connection, the words of each song are provided for you to read or to sing as you are able. I just love the words to these two expressions of our love and respect for our Heavenly Father. I'd now like you to go to our reading for today, and it's the one chosen by Rob for his sermon. Rob's message for today is on the death of Lazarus. So I'd like you to refer to John 11, verses 1 to 16, which addresses that topic, and I'll be reading from the NIV. John 11, verses 1 to 16. You may like to read along with me, or just listen as I read. John 11, verses 1 to 16. The death of Lazarus. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed there, or where he was, for two more days. And then he said to his disciple, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago, the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you're going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." And may our Heavenly Father bless with understanding that reading of his word. As we approach our prayer time, I'd like you to watch a short clip provided by Denise. Just follow the usual instructions and click on the link, then come back to the audio. Thanks, Denise. Brothers and sisters, I would like you to join me in a time of prayer. I'll lead and conclude, but in between, I'd like you to pray for those things that our Heavenly Father places on your hearts and take all the time you need. Let us begin. Great and mighty Heavenly Father, we come to you at a time of great turmoil in our land, seeking your face and to ask your direction. It's a time of despair for many people, and there are those who are suffering emotionally, spiritually and physically, both within and outside our church. We pray for each of these your children and ask you to watch over and protect them in Jesus' name. We know that your heart bleeds for all those who have gone astray because they never heard of you. But we also know that your wrath will be turned on all those who reject you and your gift of salvation through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray for all those who are lost through no fault of their own or are persecuted because they do know you and worship you. Be with each of these ones, Heavenly Father, and strengthen us for the work we must do to try to save those who are not yet our brothers and sisters in the faith. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please pause the audio to include your prayers at this point, and I'll give you time to do so. Your prayers may like to include our sister Jenny for her life and service to God and our church, thankfulness for God's provision in our lives, our country, its Prime Minister and government, all those who have authority over us, family members, including our church family, the sick and suffering. I'll now conclude this prayer time with this prayer. Heavenly Father God, thank you for listening to and hearing our prayers. Thank you for your watchfulness and care of us as we run the race set out before us. Thank you for your response to our prayers and your comfort when things are not going well and in times of tragedy. Thank you for loving us when we are not lovable, being patient with us, and forgiving us our sins in Jesus' name. We commend to you your servant Jenny and praise and thank you for the blessing she has been to us. We rejoice that she is with you and our Lord Jesus and that her suffering has now come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now let us join together in singing or reading the following two worship songs: Your Grace is Enough and Shout to the Lord. If you're on the internet, remember to close each window before proceeding and returning to the audio. Just a gentle reminder that our church still needs your financial support. So please, if you have an internet connection, go to your bank's website and make a deposit to the Darlington United Church account. Or carry out your usual arrangements. And thank you. Brothers and sisters, it's time for our message. So I'll introduce Rob, whose sermon is printed below or can be listened to on the DCF website. That's at www.darlingtonunitedchurch.com.au/sermons. But before I do, I'd like to ask that at the conclusion of Rob's sermon, I'd like you to join me in the saying of the Lord's Prayer. And I've written this down below, so don't forget to come back to it. Thank you for participating with me this morning, or wherever you have the opportunity, or whenever you have the opportunity to do so in this service. I wish you every blessing in Jesus' name. I pray that Almighty God will watch over you and bless you in the days and weeks to come. Goodbye and God bless, and please now go over to Rob's message.